灵里面唱出来的。
It's a song from his heart.
弟兄姐妹，大家早。
Good morning, brother, sister.
我们在当中，你常常祷告的，你可不可以举一下手
？Raise your hand if you pray often.
好，谢谢，放下来。
Thanks.
你祷告常常得到答应的，请你举手。
Your prayer has been answered quite often. Please raise your hand.
哇，你注意看啊，这些人哈，有机会你就找他们为你祷告哈。
Okay, talk to those brother and sister. Pray for you.
但是在祷告的里面呢，确实我们也经历到向主的祷告呢，却没有得到回应。
There are times when prayers were not answered.
这是真实的状况，在某些人身上。
It's just reality for some of us.
如果你持续的祷告还是没有得到答应的时候，我们可能会产生一些的反应。
If you pray incessantly, you may have some reaction to the non-answered prayer.
有的时候你会非常的烦躁，非常的没有耐心。
So you may lose your patience, become irritable.
有的时候会忧伤悲哀。
Sometimes you feel sad.
而且有时候甚至还会怀疑。
Sometimes you're in doubt.
有的时候你不敢说，你甚至还会生气。
Sometimes you may be mad.
有的时候你说我要放弃了。
Sometimes you may give up.
所以这种情况有时候在基督徒的里面呢，确实是我们所遭遇的事情。
It's just the real situation for us.
我们能够持续祷告，我相信因为过去的祷告里面神确实答应过我们的祷告。
While you continue to pray, probably your answer would answer before.
所以我们就有一个愿望继续来祷告。
That's why you keep going.
如果做基督徒久的时候，可能你忘了你刚刚开始的祷告的情况。
Sometimes after a while you lost why you pray in the first place.
刚刚我们开始学习祷告，你记不记得刚刚蒙恩得救的时候，哇，那主的爱常常充满着我们。
When you first saved, you feel God's love all the time.
在那个时候的祷告呢，合理的祷告，上帝都听。
You feel God answer all your prayer.
不合理的祷告，上帝也听。
Whether it's reasonable or unreasonable.
等到再过一段日子的时候呢，合理的祷告，上帝听了。
After a while, the reasonable answer was answered.
但是不合理的祷告，上帝再也不听了。
And then God seemed refused to answer the unreasonable prayer.
日子更久了以后，你会发现有些事情开始有一个剧烈的转变了。
After a while, it may seem some drastic change.
不合理的祷告，上帝根本不听。
Not only God won't answer the unreasonable request.
但是甚至你发现很合理的祷告，有时候上帝也不听了。
Even you consider reasonable prayer, God won't answer either.
所以我们会在与耶稣之间的关系里面，我们是会产生有一些的反应出来的。
Then you respond to the relationship between you and God.
在这里我们要探讨为什么有的祷告上帝为什么不听呢？
Let's look into why the prayer were not answered.
我从几个地方，这是一些的经历里面我提出来的，并不一定是适用于每一个人。
It's from my personal experience, may not apply to all of you.
有时候的情况，圣经里面确实讲到说，如果我的心如果注重罪孽的话呢，主必不听。
In my heart is sin, God will not listen.
也就是说，我如果现在某种的罪恶的里面呢，有我的祷告呢，神不听我的祷告。
If I am in sin, God will not listen.
但是有的时候呢，情况是。后来明白过来说，原来我当时我觉得我想要的，却不是我真正需要的。
So sometimes after a while, you realize those things you wanted before may not be good for you.
所以上帝不听这样的祷告。
That's why God did not listen.
还有的情况的时候，我发现经历了过来以后呢，发现为什么当时神不答应我呢？原来上帝的兴趣呢，不在于我想要的这些事情。
And then after some your personal experience, God may not want to give you what you think.
上帝更有兴趣的是我这个人。
God is more interested in me, not the thing I want.
因为我们人的本性呢是喜欢趋吉避凶。
Because humanity would like to take the easy way out.
所以我们很希望外面有一些环境是我不喜欢不适应的，我希望上帝把他这个环境改变了。
So you want to change the environment and cater to our need.
但是有时候神在这样的情况之下，他的兴趣不在于改变这个环境来适应我，或者让我觉得能够很顺利。
But sometimes God will not change the environment to suit us.
所以这样的情况之下呢，神在那个地方做一个等候的工作。
That's why sometimes God was waiting for us.
他要等候一件事情，那就是我这个人被改变了。
Until we change first.
今天我也不准备讲很多的理论。
I don't want to talk a lot about theory.
我要谈谈一些真正发生的事情，他们在祷告的时候遇到了上帝没有听他祷告，没有回应他的祷告，接下来所发生的一些状况。
I would just give you some practical example how to deal with it when God did not answer your prayer.
盼望借着这些的例子呢，我们能够找到一些能够适合你，能够成为你能够运用的一些原则。
I hope some of the example will apply to you.
我记得我在过去在 Arizona 的一个团契的里面呢，我们邀请了一些人来一起聚会。
When I was in the fellowship in Arizona, we invited some non-believer.
那刚刚他们要来的这些朋友，有的人还没有接受耶稣，所以我们心里面非常的欢喜。
So we're happy we have opportunity to spread the gospel.
那我们知道他还没有信耶稣，所以我们呢也就开始为他祷告。
We pray for those non-believers.
我都可以回忆起来，当时在祷告的时候是带着微笑，觉得自己很有爱心，这样在神的面前为这个人的灵魂得救，在那里祷告。
I remember I always pray and smiled and hoping God will save them.
越祷告呢，结果我发现呢，这个人呢是挺顽固的。
The more I prayed, the more I discovered this person may be so stubborn.
而且祷告的时间一拉久，本来是小顽固啊，越祷告变成老顽固啊。
So the more I prayed, it seemed more stubborn. He became.
到最后祷告到一个程度，觉得怎么上帝也不答应，这个人也不回转呢、啊、
？Then I felt God didn't answer my prayer, and this person still remained the same.
那我好像是在中间，两边都不是人。
So I got stuck in between.
神也不听，这个人也不回转。
Going nowhere.
所以这个时候就开始，这个祷告的意愿呢，就越来越下降了。
So that's why my desire to pray kind of dwindling.
就自己跟上帝解释说，这个人大概是一定要下地狱的。
So I find excuse saying, well, this guy may be bound for hell.
结果这个人不愿意接受主，但是很愿意来聚会。
But however, he still.Coming to the meeting.
所以自己的心里面对这个人呢，是一种表面上看起来好像很和蔼可亲的，但是心里面呢却是怒气啊，满腹的怒气。
So this conflict, superficially I welcome him, but in my mind I said, well, why kind of upset about not believing in God?
事实上，在这样，为什么神不听祷告呢
？Why God did not listen to my prayer?
从这样过程以后回过来来明白了，原来上帝他自己说，这是我自己的主权。
Looking back, now I think, Lord said, I'm in charge.
事实上，主可以对我说，你为他舍了什么呢
？So God was telling me, what have you done for him?
我为他舍的是我自己的独生儿子。
So God gave him his only begotten son.
所以在这样的事情上，我必须学习完全的尊重主。他的主权。
So I have to learn God's power.
所以表面上看起来好像我很有爱心，为这个人得救，在那里祷告。
So superficially, it seems I show great of love, hope he will be saved.
经过这样祷告没有应允的时候，我才回头来看见，事实上我那个时候的祷告好像就是说，我的旨意、我的意愿呢，一定要贯彻在这个人的身上。
Without respond, looking back, then I saw I was imposing my own will on this person.
如果这个人得救的时候，我的意志呢就得到了实现，我就得到一种满足。
So I derive satisfaction if this guy accepts Jesus Christ.
并不是真正爱这个人的灵魂。
Not that I truly love this person.
接着神不听我的祷告的时候，才看见原来要改变的是我自己。
Through God's refusing to listen to my prayer, then I learned I need to change.
才开始学习说主权真的是在你的手中。
I learned He is in charge.
人实在是需要上帝的怜悯。
We all need His mercy.
也因为这样才开始 回想到当初神为什么拯救我，不是因为我比较聪明或者我的条件比较好，乃是单单因着他的怜悯。
Then reflecting on why I get saved, not because I was smart, because his mercy.
虽然我的祷告并没有得到应允，但是我学习到主耶稣他的原则。
Even God did not answer my prayer, I learned his principle.
我讲现在讲第二个例子是来到我们曾经来到我们当中的一对夫妇，他们怎么样认识，后来成了结婚成家立业。
Another example was a couple visit of church.
那个先生呢，跟这位太太两个人都在Irvine这个Orange County 这个地方。他们是先生是一般的医生，然后那个太太是小儿科的医生。
So there's a couple. One is a general practitioner, and the wife is a pediatrician.
那我跟这个先生的父亲呢是很好的朋友。
I was friend to the husband's father.
他的父亲在私底下，我在 Arizona 的时候，他的父亲来告诉我说，我实在很为我这个儿子担心。
So his father talked to me when I was in Arizona. He worried about his son.
他已经三十多岁了，还没有去恋爱过。
So my son was 30 and he was not in love.
然后我跟我太太呢，想尽了办法介绍了女孩子呢，希望能够借着很轻松的场面，让他们能够见面了。
I set him up many times, but of no avail.
我把所有的事情都安排完了以后呢，最后呢，他不肯来。
Sometimes he wouldn't show at all.
所以他自己甚至怀疑说，不知道我的儿子有没有问题呀。
So I was wondering if was he queer?
那事实上，这个儿子呢是非常爱主的一个弟兄。
But his son was a
loved the Lord.
Yeah, devout Christian.
Yeah. 然后他的太太呢，后来的太太呢，事实上呢，他自己在这边做过见证啊，像我们的这个 teenager 做见证啊，他已经三十岁了哈，他。事实上，以前呢，就一直祷告，希望上帝为他预备啊，这个未来的伴侣。
Actually, when he witnessed to our youth, he said he has been praying. He was praying for God provide a wife for him.
The wife. 那个太太她自己祷告，希望上帝能够为她预备先生这样的。
Okay, the wife was praying that God would provide the ideal husband for her.
那他因为他是医学院的学生，所以他说他很忙，所以他也找不到很好的机会去交男朋友。
She was in medical school, busy studying, so no time for dating.
但是他继续的祷告。
She kept praying.
但是他的祷告一直没有得到答应。
Without answer.
那到后来呢？他说他医学院快毕业的时候呢，他自己认为大概上帝是要他守独身。
So when she graduated from medical school, she said God meant for her to remain single.
但是她持续的祷告。
However, she kept praying.
等到后来，他们两个人一见面的时候呢，三个月他们就结婚了。
So until two of them met, they got married in 3 months.
你觉得这样风险大不大？
Was it risky?
事实上是后来可以他们自己说。是因为他们在祷告的时候呢，跟神求的，等到对方出现的时候，刚刚好就落在他们所求的那个轮廓的里面。
They both prayed the same thing, so when they met each other, it just clicked.
所以当那个对象出现的时候，他们就知道这是上帝为我预备的。
They all knew that was the one.
所以他们一切的心理的准备都已经预备好了。
They prepared their heart for a long time.
他们曾经经过一段长时间祷告，一直没有答应。
They pray and they struggle.
甚至他们有的人已经觉得可以放弃了。
They even felt giving up.
但是他们没有放弃的就是祷告。
But they never gave up praying.
所以三个月，一般人听起来是一个不可思议的事情，但是对他们来讲，他们充满着一种确定啊，这个就是上帝给我的。
So getting married in 3 months, but for them is certain.
所以他们结婚了以后呢，开始谈恋爱。
So they.Start dating after getting married.
才两年多，他们现在已经有两个孩子了。
So they got 2 kids after 2 years.
上帝有时候做事等那么久，可是等到事情一开始的时候，嘣嘣嘣，事情就完成了。
So God sometimes waited for a long time, then everything happened.
虽然他们经过一段时间，神好像没有答应他们。
They all experienced a period of time that seems like God was not listening.
在这个地方，我们看，或许我们可以学习到一点：不要放弃，持续祷告，就是因为相信他一定为我预备的是最我对我最好的，是我真正需要的。
Never give up, keep praying. He will provide the best for us.
当你这样持续的祷告的时候呢，你会慢慢的对上帝要给你的轮廓呢，就会越来越清楚，越来越明显。
The more you pray, the more you will understand what God will provide for you.
等到那个真实的出现的时候，你一核对的时候，你就知道我不需要去东想西想，东猜西猜，这个就是了。
When things happen, you know that's from God.
第三件事情是我自己个人，可能有些人也听过。
Certainly from personal experience, some of them may have heard it before.
当我研究所毕业以后呢，我需要找一份工作。
When I graduate from graduate school, I need to find a job.
我被我的亲戚还有我的学长啊邀请到 Tucson, Arizona. 他说你 好辛苦啊，毕业了，你应该要放松自己，好好的来这么热的地方休息休息。
So my friend and my relative invite me to Tucson to take a break from studying.
那个时候是七月底的时间。
It was the end of July.
我和我太太就开了我那辆没有冷气的车子啊，开了三天两夜来到了 Arizona.
I drove for 3 days.To Arizona in a car without air conditioning.
他家的后院有个游泳池。
There was a swimming pool in my relative's backyard.
他说你热的时候，你就到那里面去凉快凉快。
If you feel hot, just jump into the pool.
我在那边游了半天以后，我就想，我还是需要找一份工作。
But after swimming in the pool for a long time, I still think I need a job.
所以我就把 Yellow Page 啊就印出来，凡是工程顾问公司的地址跟名字，我就印出来了。
So I.Consult the yellow page for all the engineering company in the area.
然后我就和着我的妻子呢，冒着100多度的温度啊，就没有冷气的车子去找工作。
So it was over 100 degrees. So I just drove in a car without air conditioning, looking for a job.
那个时候我刚刚信主不久。
I was a new believer at that time.
所以我跟我太太在车子里面就在那里祷告。
So Amy and I were praying in the car.
那我的亲戚呢，告诉我说。这里有一家公司是土场最大的工程顾问公司。
My relative said there's the largest engineering company here in Tucson.
那我去找工作的方法呢，不是说等对方邀请我才去的。
I did not wait for them to invite me for interview.
我直接就进到他们的大门进去了。
I volunteer.
提着我的手提箱。
With my briefcase.
就站在这个接待员的面前，告诉他说：“我刚刚从研究所毕业，我要找一份工作，我一定可以服务你们的公司。”
So I spoke with the receptionist. I just graduated from graduate school, so your company needs me.
我就一间一间就这样的方法去拜访。
So day after day, I visit different engineering company.
那当然，我也拜访那一个最大的那家公司。
Of course, I visited the largest one in town.
那当然，你知道我的祷告一定是怎么样的祷告。
You know probably how I prayed.
我当然祷告说，上帝啊，我要去那家公司。
Of course, I pray for the big company, the biggest company in town.
结果呢，有一家很小的公司呢，给我 offer.
However, I got an offer from a very small company.
我不是有种族的歧视的意思在哈。
I don't have racial discrimination against this company.
那这家公司呢，有三个老板。
There's three boss for this company.
一个是墨西哥人。
One Mexican.
一个是犹太人。
One Jewish.
那另外一个是美国人。
One American.
结果我害了我，雇佣了我。
And then they hired me.
然后呢，我把雇佣的情形呢告诉了我那个学长。
So I talked to an alumni how that was hired.
我也告诉他他们给我的薪水。
And I told him the salary.
那这个薪水呢，事实上是跟高中生的薪水一样的。
It's equivalent to a high school graduate.
我的学长呢，告诉我说，你绝对不可以接受这个工作。
So my alumni advised me against it.
因为这个有羞辱于我们的学校。
So it's kind of disrespect to our school, your degree.
佳琪就知道我的学校毕业的学校。
So Jiaji graduated from my same school.
No, 他知道我的学校。
Oh, he knew about my school.
我的那个学校是美国 全国水利排行第一的。
So water hydraulic engineering ranked number one in the nation.
所以这件事情让我经历了好几个第一。
So I experienced many number one.
这是第一家公司给我的第一个 offer.
So this is the first company gave me the offer.
我也成为我们学校第一个拿最低薪水的。
So I became the first in my graduate school to have the lowest salary.
虽然我的祷告是我要希望去那个最大的公司。
Even though I pray I would be working for the largest company.
但是因为我祷告这家公司愿意给我 offer, 我的心里面有平安。
But I feel peace that this small company gave me the offer.
所以我就开始在这个公司开始上班。
So I started working.
但是我的祷告没有停止。
But I did not stop praying.
经过三个月以后。
3 months later,
这家公司通知我。
The company gave me a notice.
一步一步一步我拿到了 offer.
So I got the offer from the other company.
所以在这里我们或许可以得到一点的原则。
So I learned some principle.
有的事情好像你希望得到的。
Sometimes what you want.
但是神没有立刻答应你。
But God did not answer immediately.
但是你没有放弃。
But do not give up.
你的里面有平安。
If you have peace.
你继续的仰望他。
Look upon him.
到了时间到的时候，他就把那个门向你打开。
When time comes, the door will be open to you.
第四个是关乎有一位老姊妹，可能大家都听过的。
Another example is from our sister here.
Oh, not here.
Not here. Okay.
有一位老姐妹啊，大家听过，她的名字叫做蔡淑娟。
So the sister Tsai.
她现在已经到父那里去了。
She was the Lord now.
她有一个名称叫做暗示之后。
So he said, well, the thing after.
The queen in the dark room. Okay.
Oh, the queen in the dark room.
因为她从很年轻的时候呢，信主了以后呢，她得到一种病。
He came down with a disease.
她的病呢，是她的身体呢不能见到光。
So he cannot be exposed to the light.
他一见到光的时候呢，他全身就像针啊，每个地方就刺他的身体。
It's a photosensitivity. The light will bring pain to his body.
他见到光以后，他的经验就是他在地上等于是在那边打滚。
So the pain is so bad he couldn't tolerate light at all.
但是他持续祷告。
But he kept praying.
祷告祷告祷告了很久，始终没有任何的减轻。
But however, no relief on her symptom.
他在这样的过程里面，他开始明白了。
Then she realized,
原来上帝要他在这个地方这样的方法来服侍他。
God had a way for her to serve.
所以他就在一个暗的房间里面来服侍上帝。
So she served the Lord in a dark room.
所以他变成必须自己一个人，常常自己孤单的在一个环境的里面。
So often she was alone in a dark room.
但是在这样的过程中，他渐渐跟这位主的关系拉得非常的亲密。
In the process, she grew closer and closer to the Lord.
后来这个侍奉的路就开始打开了。
Then God opened the door for her.
她不是出去外面讲道。
She did not go out and preach.
她是躲在那个黑暗的房间里面，有人到那个房间来看她。
She stayed back in the dark room, but many visitors came.
许多人带着痛苦、忧虑进到那个房间里面去。
Talk with her about their pains and sorrow.
当他们离开的时候，却带着希望、带着光明离开了他。
But when they left, they brought hope and light with them.
一个在黑暗的里面见到光的人，却把这个光可以传递给另外一个人。
She saw light in the dark, and she brought the light to others.
到他离开这个世界之前，有8000多个人进到那个黑暗的房间里面，在他的身上得到耶稣的帮助。
More than 8,000 people went into her dark room and get hope from the Lord.
他的祷告，上帝一直没有答应。
God did not answer her prayer.
在没有答应的之下，他明白了，原来这个是上帝的带领。
However, she understood how God would lead her.
主耶稣告诉我们说，要常常祷告，不可灰心。
Jesus told us we should always pray and not give up.
有时候我们刚刚开始学习祷告的时候，我们常常为这个祷告的要的这个事情当做最重要的一件事情。
Sometimes we put too much emphasis on what we pray for.
所以有时候忘记了，原来这一件事情是上帝利用这件事情把我们拉到他的面前来，使我们能够靠近上帝。
Instead, what we pray for is the conduit to bring us closer to God.
当一个人若越靠近上帝的时候，就开始真正明白上帝在你这个人的身上真正的带领是什么。
The closer to the Lord, the more you understand how He will lead you.
因为如果我们常常所需要的事情都得到解决的话呢，我这个人基本上不会有太大的改变。
So if we have prayer answer all the time, then we will not change.
就像中国有一句俗话说，从北京迁到南京的牛呢，还是怎样？还是一条牛。
So a cow from Beijing to Nanking still a cow.
不会有任何这个不这个人不会有改变的。
Same for us, we won't change.
事实上，我们越来越多会发现，主耶稣最大的兴趣是我这个人被他改变了。
Unless we realize God want to change us.
所以主耶稣在这里说，你们要常常祷告。事实上就是说，你常常来靠近我。
God said, pray incessantly means come to me.
不要灰心。
Often and not give up.
我们本来为着这个需要来祷告的时候，这无可厚非的。
It's just human nature to pray for your own need.
但是我们并没有得到那上好的福分。
But there's better blessing.
有一个贫穷的家庭，他的父亲为着今年要来的圣诞节，心里面很忧虑。
There's a poor family. The father worry about the coming Christmas.
因为他一个很可爱、很听话的儿子呢，在年中的时候，中间的时候呢，就跟他表达他希望能够有一辆脚踏车。
Because his obedient good son wanted a bicycle for Christmas.
但是这个家庭确实经济实在是供应不上一辆新的脚踏车。
But the dad could not afford it.
最后，这个父亲决定，他多年存积的这个邮票啊，就把它拿去卖掉了。
So he decided to sell off his commemorative stamp.
得到了那个钱，去买了一辆新的脚踏车。
And used the proceeds to buy the bicycle.
圣诞节的晚上到了，他们要给礼物。
Christmas Eve, they exchange present.
那个小孩子看圣诞树下没有他所要的东西。
And his son didn't see the bicycle underneath the Christmas tree.
相当的失望。
He was disappointed.
等到圣诞节，大家都在拆礼物的时候呢，最后大家都拆完的时候，他还没有拿到礼物的时候呢，他的父亲就把他手牵着来到了他们的车库。
After everybody opened their present, the dad brought him to the garage.
把灯打开的时候，这个孩子眼睛看到了，亮了，原来脚踏车就在那里。
And it turned on the light. There it was, the bicycle.
所以这个小孩子欢喜的就冲向了脚踏车去了。
The kid was so happy and rushed to the bike.
在那里左看右看，看那个脚踏车。
And look around.
但是看到一个阶段的时候，他突然明白了，他转过身来，跑向他的父亲。
Then all of a sudden he realized and turned to his dad.
他用手抱着他的父亲，对他说：“我爱你。”
He hugged his father, said, "I love you."
一样，我们有时候想要那一辆脚踏车。
Sometimes the same thing. We want a bicycle.
有时候拿不到脚踏车，我们还会发脾气。
Sometimes we're upset not getting it.
但是我们要知道，真正重要的就是转回来拥抱那位爱我们的耶稣。
But the important thing is turn around and hug Jesus who loves us so much.
有了他，我们一样也不缺。
With him, we will not want.
我们祷告得应允，我们也可以感谢。
So we thank for the prayer answered.
我们祷告没有得应允，我们要从当中找出可以感谢、可以学习的地方。
We give thank when prayer is not answered either.
上帝借着这样的方法，一步一步的带领我们，让我们跟随他的脚步。
Through the law, God lead us to follow Him.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，你爱你的儿女。
Dear Heavenly Father, you love your children of God.
你愿意给我们的定规是对我们最需要的。
So you promise give us what we want, what we need the most.
你要给我们是那上好的福分。
The utmost blessing.
我们为过去我们祷告中得着答应，我们感谢你。
We give thanks for the prayer answered.
也给我们恩典，让我们学习，当我们祷告没有得应允的时候，让我们更靠近你。
And also let us learn when prayer not answered, we grow close to you.
让我们从当中得着更宝贵的恩典。
Let's get receive the most precious grace.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. 弟兄姐妹，今天实在是一个让我非常兴奋的日子。
It's an exciting day for me.
因为我们所爱的姐妹 Jennifer 回到我们当中来。
Our dear sister Jennifer is back with us.
我们给她这样的热烈的鼓掌，我们还要为她坐在她旁边的那位 Quark， 我们来鼓掌。
We also need to welcome Quark.
他们常常在我们的祷告当中。
They are always in our prayer.
我们希望请Jennifer 上来给我们讲几句话。
Okay, let's give the podium to Jennifer.